KXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Matt Piper. Four people have been arrested following a mass shooting in New Mexico. It happened Friday night and left three people dead, 15 others injured. KDBC-TV's Harrison Parker is there.
Crystal Brantley is a New Mexico state senator for Doñana County. She says even before the shooting, constituents were asking for help combating youth violence.
We need to make sure that guns are prevented from getting in the hands of youthful offenders.
Doñana County Commissioner Shannon Reynolds says the lack of police was due to staffing at the city level.
We don't have enough police on staff to actually fully staff people in situations like this to help to prevent some of these problems.
Emergency crews in at least three states are battling wildfires. In southern New Jersey, the State Forest Fire Service has been battling a wildfire that broke out in the Wharton State Forest on Saturday. CBS News meteorologist Andrew Kozak on where else is seeing them.
The Carolinas dealing with fire danger. Northwest winds coming in, low relative humidity. We have some air quality alerts for North Carolina. We're also dealing with elevated fire danger for the northern plains in the Midwest, from Nebraska to Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas. We'll continue to watch for gusty winds over 40 miles per hour.
The search and recovery mission is over after a family's boat capsized on the St. Johns River near Jacksonville, Florida. WJAX-TV's Shanila Kabir reports.
Crews found four people safe and one body, with two children and one adult still unaccounted for. Arlington neighbors say the whole community is rattled by this.
St. John's can be pretty rough at times and catch people by surprise, but I mean, this is the first time hearing of a whole family capsizing.
Rescue officials say none of them were wearing life jackets.
Gaza's health ministry now says the death toll from Israel's offensive has crossed 50,000 people killed, mostly civilians. CBS's Jerika Duncan on Israel resuming its blockade on humanitarian supplies.
An Israeli airstrike caused a massive explosion at the largest hospital in southern Gaza. At least five people were killed. Meantime, the Israeli military ordered Palestinians to evacuate Gaza's southernmost city of Rafah. Thousands fled, taking with them what they could. Israel deployed additional ground troops across the Gaza Strip nearly a week after it ended the ceasefire.
From Kansas City to Los Angeles.
No one elected Elon Musk!
No one elected Elon Musk!
Postal workers rallied against the Trump administration's threats of privatization and DOGE-initiated job cuts. Second Lady Usha Vance will visit Greenland, set to arrive Thursday and return on Saturday. Her son will join her on the trip to see historical sites, the White House said, along with a U.S. delegation. This is CBS News.
A riddle brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What do your home and auto have in common? Progressive protects them both. It was an easy riddle. Learn more at progressive.com.
Welcome to the final hour of Max Inc. on Civic Media. Original local music from the state of Wisconsin. Max Inc. Radio sponsored by Herbal Aspect. Now four locations in Dane County, including that brand new store in Sun Prairie, plus Winnebago Street, University Avenue, and Gammon Road. Also online at herbalaspect.com. Let's kick off the 11 o'clock hour with Essential Last Crack. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
ground.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. A double dip of the Mighty Last Crack. That is from The Uprising, released in 2019. The song is called Icicle. It's a jam. I like that song a lot. My Burning Time before that. Of course, you know, Last Crack, they haven't played a show since 2019. They're playing another show coming up in just a couple of weeks. The Rocker Jamboree. It's a benefit show to help raise money for Rocker and his out-of-pocket medical expenses from his heart attack. And we're going to donate a portion of the proceeds to Mama Cares, which is a great organization connected to the mamas here in Madison to help Madison musicians, artists out in their time of need. We would love to see you there. It's going to be a great lineup. Last Crack is playing, Magic 7, Mindox, Subatomic, Electromag. The best thing about this is the show starts early. It's an afternoon show, folks. So doors open at noon. The show starts at 1. You're going to be out of there by 5 o'clock. Unless you want to stick around for the late show, that's cool, too. It's going to be a great afternoon of fun, great music from bands that you haven't heard play in at least 10 years. Electromag withstanding that, because they're the newer of the gang. The Rocker Jamboree, Sunday, May the 4th. At the Burr Oak in Madison, I highly suggest getting those advance tickets right now. Just go to the Burr Oak webpage and grab those tickets as soon as possible. This thing will sell out. I've got some music on the way this hour from the Vanishing Kids. Did you know that Butto is drumming for them now? That blew me away. We'll do a flashback with Half Past Zero. We got some Abaddon's End just around the corner. Let's do some Rogue Rat right now. Drag Strip Queen. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
We'll be right back.
sound. He heard the music play. He heard the people singing aloud. And it was just in his head. But he knew it so well. The voices said, they said, get out. Get out of rock and roll hell. The next day, and he jumped in his car. He headed out to LA with the shirt on his back and a six-string guitar. He knew it felt right. Yeah, he knew it felt good. He drove all night. Destination Hollywood. Got a tattoo, he started chasing his cocaine with a bottle of booze. One fatal night, he got behind the wheel of a $100,000 automobile. Said he felt alright, but it was hard to tell.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music, The Vanishing Kids and Midnight Children. That's from their latest album that was released last year. And like I said before, did you know that Butto is now drumming for Vanishing Kids? I saw that news, last week? Maybe for a week before last. Blew me away. And I was talking to Rocker about this. Like, I had no idea Butto was a drummer. Crazy. Before that, we heard Abaddon's End, Absence in Adolescence. They have a lot of stuff happening. Be sure to follow Abaddon's End on the socials. Great band out of southern Wisconsin. And I think they're going places. Let's go there with them. How you doing? I'm Jimmy K. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media. Original local music until midnight. Max Inc. radio sponsored by the Aaron Weber Group. Now powered by Compass. Buy or sell your next home now at movetomadison.com. Hey, stick around. We got another band from the Rocker Jamboree lineup, Magic 7. They're next on Max Inc. Radio.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
So you want your guitar to sound like this, but your guitar sounds like this. You better get to Guitar Shop of Wisconsin. Buy or sell at Guitar Shop of Wisconsin from their huge inventory. Browse the great selection of amps, strings, and accessories, plus the Midwest's largest repair department with expert technicians ready to help you sound great. Guitar Shop of Wisconsin, Wright Street in Madison by MATC or online at guitarshopofwisconsin.com.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
March is tournament time, and the Lazy Oaf Lounge has your courtside seats. Enjoy the big games on the big screens at the Lazy Oaf Lounge. Score big with half-price wings during the tournament games when you dine in. Plus drink specials of Busch Light, Miller, and Bud products. And make a slam dunk with $2 off pitchers during the game. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow the Lazy Oaf Lounge on the socials and online at LazyOafLounge.com. Get ready, Madison. May the 4th is gonna rock the Rocker Jamboree, a benefit to help with Rocker's medical expenses and Mama Cares. Sunday, May the 4th at the Burr Oak in Madison, beginning at noon, featuring Last Crack, Subatomic, Mind Docs, Electromag, and Magic 7. The Rocker Jamboree. Get advance tickets now at theburroakmadison.com. Sponsored by the Aaron Weber Group, the Ethical Trade Co., Aftershock Classic Arcade, and Ginter's Guitar Shop of Wisconsin. Presented by 92.7 WMDX and Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
on Civic Media. We are local music, the American Dead. She calls everybody honey. Mendota from Magic 7 before that. Hey, stick around. We got music from Good Morning V. We'll do some Common Threads. Ash Aria on the way. Right now is Color Phase, High, Fast, and Tight on Max Inc. Radio.
Veins and I must make it right, you know. And you're the fire, you're the moon.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
On Civic Media, we are local music with Ash, Aria, and The Burning. That's a couple of years old. Great song, though. Great jam. Mickey Sunshine before that. Bathroom Floor, one of my favorites from Mickey Sunshine. Hey, thanks for listening to Max Inc. Radio this evening. Really appreciate your ears. Don't forget, you can grab the podcast anytime at the Max Inc. page at civicmedia.us. While you're there, grab the app, the Civic Media app. Put that in your phone, and we'll take you. You can take us anywhere you go. And we'll take you as well. I'm out of here. Thanks for listening tonight. Common Threads just around the corner right now. Good Morning V. It's Blunderbuss. Max Inc. on Civic Media. Catch me here.
Thank you.
knew that Wisconsin sounded so good? It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at fullmilebeercompany.com. Did you know there's a city in Wisconsin that goes all in on the idea of celebrating St. Patrick's Day for more than a week? Members of the Shamrock Club of New London, about an hour west of Green Bay, lead the festivities, which brings thousands of visitors to the area. But do you know what has officially kicked it all off for more than 40 years? Here's club member Ryan Lanning with the answer.
The Monday of our St. Patrick's Week is we always have Leprechaun Day, and the leprechauns are responsible for changing the population signs symbolically from New London to New Dublin, and then they visit various schools and nursing homes, and we bring smiles more than anything, and we like to enlighten our community. That's part of what we're about, and truthfully, I think everybody looks forward to seeing us, seeing the green suits and all the mischief and shenanigans we like to pull. It's just a great time for everybody.
Even the city council votes to make New Dublin the official name for New London this time of year. That is one slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. The price of poultry, pork, and milk declined from January to February, but the price of other staples like cereal, seafood, and baked goods have continued to climb. CBS's Elise Preston has the numbers.
The overall food at home index rose nearly 2% over the last 12 months. That's a key measure of inflation based on food consumed at home. Mark Sandy is the chief economist for Moody's Analytics.
Are we expecting food prices to rise even more?
Yeah, I think so. Every year they're rising about 2%, which is pretty close to the overall rate of inflation. We're all should buckle in here and expect the food prices to continue to rise.
Mia Love has died. She was the first Black Republican woman elected to the U.S. House. Love died at her home in Saratoga Springs, Utah, according to a statement posted by the family on her X page. She had been battling brain cancer. She served two terms, then went on to be a political commentator.